Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Exactly 50% of this show doubled over laughing at the comedy bit that you just heard from a Kansas City native who opened for Nate Bargatze.
We got to get him on the air.
Oh, we are working on it.
You couldn't catch a fish in the seafood market at your local grocery store?
Which, by the way, when he told it in Kansas City, shameless plug, he said Hy-Vee.
I'm telling you, he does that entire comedy bit on high school fishing. His name is Greg Warren. He is one of the funniest comics you might have never heard of.
So how was Nate?
Nate was hilarious.
All new stuff, which made me very, very happy.
Yeah, all new.
Good.
Because last year, you know, I was keeping up with him. I was watching his specials. And sure enough, you know, jokes sometimes get recycled.
But which they, year, some of them they should.
Yeah.
Some of them they should not.
And I think this year it was all brand new.
They try out new stuff with different audiences and stuff. And sure, if you're interested in Greg Warren, he is coming back to Kansas City December 30th and 31st.
Well, I haven't gotten tickets yet.
103rd and State Line. Wow. Oh, we got them. They're out there.
All right.
And there were two or three openers for Nate, but he was the final opener prior to Nate. And then Tara Ard was there, Scott, and leaned in. She said, he's from Kansas City. I'm like, no
really?
Way. Because I had seen that fishing bit before on Reels, had no idea. And when he launched into his nephew's high school fishing team, Sam, do we have any more of it? My God, it is funny.
Do we have any more?
We do. Stand by.
Okay, standing by.
I love the heckling.
If I was a fish, I'd feel safe around every one of you.
All right, everybody. Hands in. Fish on three.
Fish on three.
If there's a high school fishing coach somewhere out there, there is an assistant high school fishing coach, and I never wanted to meet somebody so bad in my life.
Guys, we're going to have a tackle box inspection at 9 a.m.
Tackle box inspection.
And you better have all your hooks and you better have all your lures or you're not going to get on that school bus. I can tell you that right now.
He goes, back to you, coach.
Back to you, coach.
He goes into what the cheerleaders would say.
Oh, my gosh. It's
the
so
anglers
good.
On the boat yelling
it's
at
very,
Becky, quiet down, you're scaring the fish.
Very creative. Very creative. Very original.
Sam, did Dana behave herself?
I have to be completely honest. Mm. It was incredibly mild.
Huh.
I will say the cackle did not stop the entire time.
But it wasn't deafening.
But it went from a low hum to a higher cackle at very appropriate times. But there was always a low hum. I don't know how you do it. Honestly, I was appalled that you didn't run out of breath.
Did she laugh at every joke?
Oh, every single one.
Oh, yeah. And then listen to this. Sam and his buddies show up after we do, and they are in our row. And Sam leaves a seat in between us and sits down with his buddy.
Some buffer space.
I get it. We go to use the restroom in between comics, grab a drink, come back. And on the way back, I thought, well, we don't need a buffer space. That's awkward.
You kind of do.
So I sit down next to Sam, and then immediately Johnny leans in and he goes, what? Just come back to our seats. And I go, no, that's weird. We sit next to Sam. And then Johnny said, I don't think he prefers it.
Sam?
He created the buffer, sweetheart, and now you are impeding on his buffer.
It's like when two dudes go to the movies,
yeah.
You don't sit next to each other.
Seat I open. Didn't accidentally skip the seat.
That'll be it.
So, Scott, you need a weekend from your weekend.
I do. Had a great weekend. You know, I hadn't seen Mike Brenninger in a long time. And not intentionally, just,
yeah.
You know, life happens, you know. And I think it's probably been a year since we talked. And so I go to the Mill Valley game on Friday night. And I get up to go to the restroom at halftime. And I bump into Brenninger. I'm like, bro.
What up?
And so he comes back to the seat. You know, he and I and Tasha all went to high school together. And he hadn't seen her in probably, I don't know, 35 years since we, I don't know, graduated. And so they got to talking, and Brenninger's wife was there. And it was a nice time.
Good.
It was really nice to catch up with him. Saturday was filled with yard work and college football. Nebraska did not win.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was close.
Did you see some of those scores? My gosh.
Michigan.
It was the weekend of the blowout.
Arch Manning finally had his breakout weekend.
I mean, he didn't suck.
55-0. I mean, it was the worst possible opponent. But
When you say Sam Houston State University is the worst possible opponent, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
They are the worst team in college football.
How are they even D1?
That I don't know. Well, are they?
That's a payday game.
I don't think they're D1.
Okay. I don't know. Anyway.
But anyway.
College football.
Yesterday went to the Royals, and then we went to dinner at Bamboo Penny with T and her friends from Leavenworth. It was a lovely weekend.
I
need a weekend from my weekend.
Yeah.
You know? And I got attacked by the dog.
I was gonna say he walked in wearing sunglasses like Corey Hart, and I was just yammering on about my weekend, and then I looked at him and I'm like, why are you wearing sunglasses?
Looks like you got into a street fight.
It does.
It looks like so bright, you had to put the shades on.
Looks like I lost.
Yeah.
Dog one, Scott zero.
She just trying to get your attention.
No, yeah, and I'm not mad at all. She was just trying to touch Dad on the face, and her nails are super crazy sharp, and she got me right on the top of the eye lid, and then right to the left of my eyebrow. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up and I realized she wasn't in her bed by next to me, right? She always sleeps like right next. I didn't buy a dog. I bought a shadow.
Yep.
And I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, when you get this age, Dan, you know, you have to go to the bathroom. And are you sending me Facebook messages?
Yep. Keep going.
Okay. Are you like watching what I do? Wait, what?
I've just heard the story. Go ahead.
So anyway, I wake up and I have to go to the restroom and. Because I'm 54 and I'm old, and I realize she's not in her bed by my bed. And so when I come back from the restroom, she's still not there. So I go downstairs and she's laying in her bed in the living room. And I'm like, hey, babe, is everything okay? And I lay down next to her. And next thing I know, I get a paw across the face and probably her telling me, go away, old man, and let me sleep. And next thing I know, I'm bleeding all over the hardwood and, I can't feel my left eye, and anyway, that's what happened.
Flesh wound. Speaking of paw across the face, did you see, we've got a lot of animal stories in the stack today. We've got a monkey on the loose in Houston. We've got Danny yelling at squirrels. We'll get to that in a moment. Did you see a tiger handler in the same universe as Tiger King was killed in what they are calling a horrible nightmare? Now, look. If you work face-to-face with tigers, this is horrible. It is sad. But I would not call this unforeseen. Would you, Dan? Did you see what happened?
I did not see what happened.
If you're messing around with a tiger, it is foreseen.
But it's a tiger, correct?
Yes,
so
Dan.
The tiger is going to do what tigers do.
Tiger.
That's exactly right.
And in fact, speaking of Tiger King.
If they put this tiger down...
Well,
I'm going to lose.
The guy's name was Ryan Easley that worked with the Tigers. He was like the Tiger King. And in fact, a lot of his Tigers came from the Tiger King when they swooped in and shut that down. And he went to prison for all the things we know about. The preserve is not releasing information about exactly what happened.
He got into a fight with a tiger and lost.
Somebody said he was doing some sort of act with the tiger when something went wrong.
Circus.
What does that mean, act?
That I do not know. That's all the comment said.
What do you understand?
That he saw tiger. Saw man.
And tiger saw lunch.
The tigers were purchased from Joseph Maldonado, also known as Tiger King. He was doing an act with the tiger when, quote, something went wrong, resulting in him being attacked. The preserve did not release additional information.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And maybe it wasn't even an intentional attack. Well, Have you ever seen tigers play with one another?
Scott, the first thing Scott said to me twice, he goes, she didn't mean to.
Yeah.
She didn't mean to. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I know that she did not.
No, she loves me.
I mean, Barb likes to chew on my ear when we wrestle.
She has knocked your eye out twice. I'm just saying
it's
that.
Two weekends in a row.
We are we're puppy struggling. Dog 2, Scott 0.
Yeah. She's undefeated.
Seems to be a trend here.
She's undefeated.
Do you feel it?
Huh?
He said he just felt the warmth and now there's blood everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't feel the cut. It hurt. I mean, obviously it hurt.
Do you feel safe when you go home?
Not always. But that has nothing to do with the dog.
Okay. Slip and fall in the bathroom, getting up 3 times to pee in the middle of the night.
That's double barrel Tasha. somebody on Facebook just wrote me, Brian, Scott, hey, I hope you're doing well. Are you and Dana going to get married? We're hearing rumors.
What?
It's everywhere.
Oh, my God. No, it is not.
Dana, look.
You guys know that you started
all
this.
I need.
No, she started it.
No.
No.
We need right now.
I tried to.
You thought it was funny for a second, then you said, I don't think it's a good idea. No, that is someone trolling you, Scott.
I've known Brian forever. He's not trolling.
I only thought it was funny because I knew it was going to bring angst to you guys for many years to come.
Worst show joke. And by the way, it was on April Fool's Day, which 6 years ago.
No,
we're still talking about it.
It was last year. It was 2024. Sam?
It's still puppy love in there.
913-586-7798.
That's just great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Enough talk about Taylor Swift. Apparently Adele is being approached about performing for the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. She has not accepted the gig as of now, according to the New York Post. But sources close to the matter have shared that Adele is in talks to perform the iconic show, which will take place next February in Santa Clara, California.
Huh.
Adele has said previously that she doesn't like football, American football, stating that she only attended football games to watch Rihanna perform. However, NFL and sponsor Pepsi denied the claims to Page Six, commenting, quote, "We have had conversations with several artists about the Super Bowl halftime show. However, we have not at this point extended a formal offer to Adele or to anyone else."
Did you hear that when her Uber dropped her off for the meeting, dropped her off on the wrong side of the street, so she had to say hello from the other side?
Oh, get out!
Out!
Get out!
Damn! Take over the board! Get out!
Hey,
Scott. Get out! Yes.
What's Santa Claus's favorite state?
I don't know.
Idaho, ho, ho!
Both of you.
At least mine was about Adele.
Out.
That popped up on my Facebook feed this morning. I was dying.
It's a good thing the Super Bowl's in a dome. Otherwise, she'd set fire to the rain.
Okay. I'm down with Adele. I think she'd be a great choice for the Super Bowl.
Out.
We're done. We're good. I do not have anything else. I'm good.
Did everybody see Travis Kelce just light up Andy Reid last night?
Coach,
what is going on?
I don't like it when you scream at them.
Does anybody else feel like, despite the fact that the score said we won the game, that we
horrible.
Lost that game?
It was a terrible game.
We didn't win that game.
Even Coach Reid at the podium for the, you know, after game newser had the tone of a man who had just lost a football game.
Yeah.
It was the ugliest first half. In fact, Sam, we shut it off around the third quarter. I was like, this is awful. I'm tired. It's been a long weekend.
Time to go to bed.
I hope that they pull this out. And sure enough, we woke up this morning and Chiefs win.
I mean, I maintained all positivity after two losses in a row. I got to be honest. In the middle of the game yesterday, I was like, maybe we really do suck.
We don't. We need our injured players back.
Oh, there's only one.
That's a fantastic excuse.
Plus Rashee Rice.
That they're giving, which is great. But even if you have two receivers, you need more than 2.1 seconds to throw the ball.
Well,
we don't break down the numbers. We're not a sports station.
No,
but
we don't. But when you throw the ball backwards, which is a fumble, and the receiver doesn't catch it.
Yeah.
I mean, do you remember that play?
Yeah. But his time to pass is like 2.1 something. It is the fastest in the league because we have zero offensive line.
Chris Collinsworth is being criticized, and I would agree rightfully so, because of his, what's the word I'm looking for here? Compliments about Patrick Mahomes after he threw that reverse pass.
I can't tell you how good a play that is. So many quarterbacks would have done nothing here, right? He knew better than anybody. This is a backwards pass.
I can't tell you how good of a play that was. He threw the ball in reverse,
backwards,
which is a fumble.
Yes. And then, but
and
then,
didn't even come close.
But wait, then actually retrieved his own
fumble
mistake.
He
so
did punch it out of the defense's hand.
He did.
Got to give him credit for that.
And all of a sudden, that thing is understood immediately, and he stole it.
Took it away from him.
That's a turnover created by Patrick Mahomes.
I can't tell you how good of a play that is after the turd of a play that was right before it.
Yep.
Let me read you the first two paragraphs of this story from NBC News. The good news for the Kansas City Chiefs. They are no longer winless after a 22-9 victory over the New York Giants on Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news, the Chiefs still hardly resemble the team that has reached at least the AFC Championship game every year since 2018, and their once potent offense remains disjointed at best.
It's not good.
I can't disagree more. Or agree more. Beg your pardon. This is not a team that is going to win the Super Bowl. This is not a team that's going to even get to the Super Bowl.
And text line, you're right. Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Josh Simmons, fantastic offensive linemen. That's only half the line.
Fair point.
We need two halves to our offensive line.
Patrick Mahomes has an 85.9 passer rating this season.
From the text line, please stop talking sports. You guys are clueless.
We're not. I know enough to know that when Dana turns it off in the third quarter, things are very, very bad. I have never. When do you know? You know me, Scott. When have we not screamed for that team every single second? And last night, I was just like, what is going on?
It was boring. It was uninspired. And Texter, you're welcome to tell us what we don't know about sports. The Chiefs are 1-2. They are playing uninspired. There is no doubt about it. What do we not know about sports? Just because we're a news talk station, and I get that, doesn't mean we don't talk sports from time to time. We don't break down the numbers.
No, but we break down Travis Kelce screaming at Andy Reid. Ooh.
Can you imagine screaming at your boss?
No! When I saw it, I was like, what are you doing?
Which, by the way, learn this from the Kingdom documentary. Andy Reid, we all love him, lovable guy. Apparently, at practice, puts the hammer down when necessary. Can you imagine screaming at somebody with that? I mean, I would have been afraid to.
Can you imagine if when we go to break here at the bottom of the hour, if I walked into boss's office, and I would not, and I lit him up like Kelce lit up Andy Reid last night, I would bet, and I think this is a safe bet, that I would be told to go home and rethink.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
If I want this as my career.
I'll tell you, Coach Reid barked back at him. He did not.
I understand.
You know, I don't like seeing that. I like everyone to get along. You know me. It's not rock the
boat.
And
Juwan Taylor has got to go.
Okay. Enough about the Chiefs.
You can false start your way to another team.
Yeah, he's got an issue with that. You know it's bad when the commentators are like, they're showing those stats. Speaking of stats.
Yeah.
He's the one. Always the one.
Mm-hmm. Third and 12. Patrick Mahomes takes it on his feet. Just kidding. Sorry, Juwan Taylor was in the game. Just kidding.
No, it was. Oh, wow. Okay. No more sports, I promise, but it was not good. Last night was not good. We got to do better. We will do better.
Okay. From the text line, Scott, you were spot on. Thank you. And Travis Kelce, from the text line, Travis Kelce is too distracted with things outside of his football career.
That's such an easy critique. I've heard it. I don't agree with it. Because no matter what's going on in your personal life, at that level of sport, they are fierce competitors, period. The players on the Royals don't want to lose. The players on the Chiefs don't want to lose.
Agreed. 913-586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dan and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com. And a good Monday afternoon. A story here out of Connecticut. A new law in Connecticut is expected to go into effect on October 1st, so a little over a week from now, banning the marriages of first cousins.
Okay.
Lawmakers agreed on the bill earlier this year, according to officials.
It took them this long to agree on this bill, Scott?
Procreation between first cousins can increase the chance of birth defects.
Mm-hmm, that is. Let me guess, it wasn't a unanimous vote.
There's always one, isn't there, Sam?
Sam, I don't know what the vote was. The story here that I have from WFSB does not give the vote. Would you mind looking that up?
My cousin Charlene and I used to have a nice time at those family reunions. There's going to be one lawmaker that's like, let them do what they want to do.
State law in Connecticut already bans people from marrying a parent or a grandparent.
Good God.
Or a sibling or a child.
God, thank you for that.
But now in Connecticut, starting October 1st, you can no longer marry the children of your dad's sister.
Joining 17 other states, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure we're on that list, Sam, aren't we? Please tell me we are.
Something tells me we aren't.
I'm gonna bet my next paycheck we're not. In more than 15 other states, including Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Vermont, you can still marry your first cousin.
Got it. Great. Good times.
They are not putting the vote total in their stories. I can't find
that's
it.
That's weird. I wonder why.
Must have been a close call. Well, you know what the baby's going to look like. And they already look alike.
Well, they're going to come out with three eyes and one ear. Yeah. A Pennsylvania school bus driver is facing criminal charges for allegedly threatening the children on board his bus.
Oh, this is our topic of the hour.
The Sugar Creek Police Department said numerous parents reported that their children came off the bus on September 17th extremely sweaty and crying. The 75-year-old driver identified as Harvey Sliker.
Harvey Sliker.
Old Harv. Allegedly told students to close their bus windows. Sliker is then accused of turning the bus heat up as a form of punishment for their behavior. Quote, "I'm going to cook you all," he said to the children, allegedly.
"I'm
going to
cook you all."
Investigators suggested the temperature inside the bus rose to about 100 degrees. Sliker also reportedly threatened to bring a paddle to use on the children, who range in age from 5 to 12.
Not okay.
He's been charged with simple assault and recklessly endangering another person. He is not allowed to attend any school property or function where school activities are currently being held.
Okay. Could we have a conversation not just about Harvey or Earl, but your bus driver?
Who's Earl?
And back in the day, those bus drivers had free reign. The scariest thing for me in middle school wasn't even my parents at that point. It was getting a pink slip from that bus driver. She was older. She had had it. She was angry. And now as an adult, I understand that. But like, we feared.
Yes, we did.
Our bus driver.
That is correct.
We got a good morning, good afternoon. That's it. She was not chatty.
She didn't want to know your history.
No, I don't care. And Harvey here.
Harvey Sliker.
Who is, by the way, it bears repeating, 75 years old. Harvey has seen a few things in his day. And he went all old school.
I'm going to cook you all.
I'm going to cook you all.
Roll
the
windows up.
And then I'm going to paddle you, which tells you how old school he is.
Windows up.
Shocking, if you're younger and listening to this program, we hope that you are. They used to allow children to be paddled at school. Principal
paddled.
Had a paddle. Bus driver had a paddle.
Mr. Herford used to drill holes in his paddle to, quote, cut down on wind resistance.
Right. So when I read this, I mean, you know, We're more educated now. I think we've learned we can do better because we know better. But also when I saw that Harvey was 75 years old, I'm like, maybe Harvey just needs a strong black coffee and a handshake, and we just let Harvey retire.
Was this in Missouri?
It was not. It was in Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, 17 states still allow corporal punishment, a.k.a. the paddle, in schools.
I know Texas is one because that's where I got paddled.
Missouri is one of them.
Mrs. Wilkinson. Because I spit on a kid who burped in my face.
Ooh.
Was it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He got two, I got one.
Okay, there we go.
We had just gotten back from lunch. This kid comes over to I was in fifth grade at Meadows Elementary School in Fort Hood. And I don't even remember who he was. But he comes over, stands right in front of my desk, and burps on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I loaded it up.
Gross.
By loaded up, I mean, and I got all the snot.
Gross. Everything, I don't need a description.
And I fired it off right into his face, right as Mrs. Wilkinson walked in the classroom.
Great question from the text line. The windows are controlled by the person sitting in the seat. Why couldn't they just open the window?
Because he told them.
He told them, windows up.
Windows up. And I think, you know, as children, now what's unfortunate is there were 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds on this bus alongside the 12-year-olds. Back in my day, you would just identify the child that was the problem child and deal with that child.
Open a can of whoop.
Yeah. Deal with that child directly. I don't know that you can punish an entire bus, but that being said, I think you give a hall pass, pun intended, to the 75-year-old named Harvey who has had it.
And by the way, they're not called paddlings. Do you know what they're called?
Swattings?
The swats.
Swats. Swats.
From the text line, I'm a part-time bus driver. The problem is there are zero consequences for the kids who act out. You can write them up, but nothing is done.
Why would anybody, and I honestly, I mean this question, why would anyone drive a bus? A school bus.
Okay. I'll tell you a couple reasons.
Right.
Because if you are drawing Social Security, there is a maximum that you can make before you get slaughtered in taxes. So that would be a way to make a little bit of money in retirement, to have a little bit of money
cash.
Coming in,
okay.
Little spending cash without hitting that threshold where you're screwed when it comes to taxes.
Yeah, but you're babysitting other people's brats.
Gives you something to do. I mean, my kids loved the bus. They loved their bus driver. We used to give him Cherry Mash. The guy loved Cherry Mash.
Nobody loves Cherry
Mash. I think
it
can be rewarding, but I also think it is extremely, you get a couple of rotten apples on your route and...
And everybody's trying to get in the back seat because apparently that's cool. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. There's a hierarchy there.
Do you have a story to tell?
No, but the older kids and the cooler kids always got to sit in the back of the bus. And if you think about it, if any of us were smart enough at the time,
irony of it all.
We would have said, yeah, buddy, you're riding a school bus. You know, right. You should probably check your ego at the door right now with the rest of us.
What'd you say, Sam?
I never rode the bus.
Ever?
You never rode a school bus.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
I walked to school.
Did you not go to sporting events?
I mean, well, I rode the school bus for sporting events, but there wasn't really that hierarchy for sporting events.
Huh.
In fact, you wanted to be on the front of the bus because you wanted to get off quicker.
It is how times change.
Okay.
I still remember Mr. Ross was my elementary school principal, and I was only at that elementary school for 4 years. And I never saw the paddle. But man, you knew he had one. You heard about it. And he was an older, stern guy. Remember back in the Vietnam era, you would wear those black square glasses men wore? You know, back in the 60s, all the black square glasses.
They were called birth control glasses.
Yes, he had a crew cut. He wore those glasses. He was always very nice to me, but he was stern. And you knew you just did not want to be in Mr. Ross's office because you heard he had a paddle. I didn't mess around with that.
Did anybody get paddled? Did you ever hear it?
Oh, yeah. You could hear about kids getting paddled. I never heard it like with my ears, but you would hear about it.
So when I was growing up in Texas in elementary school, you would hear, and I went to elementary and middle school in Fort Hood. It was very common because everybody left their door, you know, their classroom doors open. It was very common throughout the day. And you always wondered who just got it. But, you know, I would even argue once an hour, you would hear somebody get, whoosh, ooh, and you'd be like, I wonder if that was my buddy John.
Not okay, but we're laughing because that is the environment we grew up in.
It was very, very common.
Well, you went to Catholic school, Sam. They did not have the same rules.
Did they wrap your knuckles?
The public schools do.
I never had my knuckles wrapped, but I heard stories. I knew the principal, so.
What does that mean?
I didn't get
So you didn't get punished?
Yeah, I got sent to the principal's office, and I would just sit there until my next class.
I got detention
once. He would say, I can't send you back.
I got detention once.
For what?
I don't want to talk about it, but
no,
I did.
No, it was in seventh grade. You can't drop that nugget.
Oh my gosh. It was in seventh grade, and the vice principal, Sam, was friends with my grandfather.
Which one?
Norman, the farmer. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, when I tell them I have to get picked up late, because you have to have that thing signed, right. I had never been in trouble.
So what did you get detention for?
After a school event, a boy tried to kiss me in the hallway, and I did not say no. And
the vice principal was walking by. You're burying the lead. What was the event? Was it like
a basketball game, a pep rally, something like that?
And who? What grade are we in?
Seventh grade.
Macking in the hallway.
Have you ever kissed a boy before?
And I was so embarrassed and so nervous. I was like, And then right as that was going down, the assistant principal's walking, and he goes, Dana? And I go, what?
Now, is this a peck on the lips, or are we going,
to
town?
This was like a peck on the lips. We were 13, and I was just like, oh, God, now I'm in trouble. Because we all had this weird thing about, you know, our parents never talked to us about sex. We all thought that was bad and something that was going to get us in trouble. And the one time a boy gets anywhere near me within 6 feet.
So it was just a little kiss on the lips.
And he said, Dana, you get down here. And they put me in detention. And I had to have that paper signed. Okay. And I remember my grandpa goes, what happened? Because I never was in trouble. He goes, what happened? And I go, I don't want to talk about it.
What was his name?
That I don't remember.
You don't remember the boy that you kissed for the first time?
What was more of a fleeting moment in the hallway than like, I really like this boy and I'm going to kiss him at the skating rink?
What's his name?
It was very traumatic for me.
Give me his
name.
And
that taught me right then and there, nothing good comes from boys. Nothing.
What was his name?
I'm not going to talk about it.
You know his name.
I'm stressed out just thinking about it.
I want to look him up on Facebook to find out where he is.
He might be deceased. Can we please not talk about this? It makes me very uncomfortable.
Why would he be deceased?
He would be 51.
We've lost a handful.
We've lost six from my graduating class.
Six?
Mm-hmm. And we only had a class of 125.
Like car wreck? Sickness?
One was a car wreck. One was a failed suicide attempt later took his life.
Oh, no.
One was a murder. He was thrown in the Missouri River.
Good God. Where did you go to school?
Lansing. A couple were cancer.
Hmm.
We lost a couple to cancer. It's been weird.
By the way, a number of people on the text line are saying that Harvey is their hero.
I wondered when we talked about this if people would take Harvey's side.
913-586-7798.
That's some breaking news when we come back.
Regarding Jimmy Kimmel.
Is he coming back and when? We will tell you as soon as we get back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, that didn't take very long. According to Disney, Jimmy Kimmel's show will return to air tomorrow night. That was a very short suspension. Huh. Jimmy Kimmel back on the air tomorrow night. What day last week was he suspended? Does anybody recall? Was it Wednesday?
I think it was after his Monday night monologue.
No,
he was talking about events over the weekend.
It was Wednesday. It was the Monday night monologue that got him in trouble. But then the FCC chairman came out on Tuesday of last week and did the, we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. And then he was suspended before the show on Wednesday night.
Okay.
Got it.
Because of an implied threat from the federal government regarding what a late-night talk show host can say or cannot say.
3 days of censorship is still not okay, and I we're not going to make it a topic. I cannot wait to see what he says, and I'm going to be honest. I am quite frankly very surprised he's coming back.
What do you mean?
Well, I had read he was asked to apologize or pay money.
I'm not apologizing for anything.
I can't. If you know, I think this has escalated to the point that people are now boycotting Disney and all of those things, and they probably wanted to make this go away. But again, I'm surprised he's coming back.
I'll tell you this. This may be one of those nights where I break my bedtime rule and I stay awake to see it live. Well, it wouldn't be live, but you get my point.
And then does he just go to a guest? Oh, coming up next, we have Matthew McConaughey. I mean, right. This is all. Well, I mean, he is the news right now.
I'll be horribly disappointed if he apologizes.
Oh, I'll be furious.
Because if there is an apology, check that. If there is an apology that has to be rendered for him to get back on the air, I would just as soon not go back on the air. He didn't.
The first thing he said after that event was that he and his wife are praying for that family.
For Erica and the children.
There was nothing okay about what happened. So we'll see tomorrow night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone start Black Rabbit over the weekend?
We did not, Dana.
At my strong urging?
We did not watch Black Rabbit over the weekend. This weekend was so busy. There was no time. I was dog sitting Sarah's dog. We had college football. We had pro football. We had the Royals. We had Mill Valley High School football. There was no time to watch your little show, Black Rabbit.
I have two left. It is on Netflix. It is Jude Law and Justin Bateman.
Jason.
Executive produced by Jason Bateman and Laura Linney. So there are a lot of nods to Ozark. If you liked Ozark, you will love Black Rabbit. I have two episodes left. I looked at the clock today and tried to figure out, can I fit those two in before I go to work? This is one of those shows you're going to start watching it, and yeah. The Netflix is going to do that judgy thing where it says, are you still watching? And you're like, yes, leave me alone.
From the text line real quick, you don't think he should apologize for misinformation? He's a satirist. He's a comedian.
I thought we weren't making this a topic.
Yeah, that's why I went on to Black Rabbit.
Jeez Louise.
I'll tell you this, tomorrow night will be the highest rated
Kimmel show in history.
Oh,
Now, is there a Justin Bateman out there somewhere? Because that's twice now.
Justine is his sister, and I
don't— Are you making that up?
No, his sister is Justine.
Yeah, he has a sister named Justine. Okay.
It was on, was it Family Ties?
I believe so. I believe she was Michael J. Fox's sister on Family
Justine,
Ties.
Believe it or not, Sam, was much more famous back in our day. And then Justin came out of nowhere, Jason. And— is one of my favorite actors, and I don't know why I keep calling him Justin. I don't know why, because I love him.
I don't know his name, but man, is he good.
What was the show that he was on back in the 80s?
God, he just did a movie in the airport. Remember where he was he plays a good bad guy.
Oh, Ozark is still one of the best.
Oh, it's so good.
What was he in back in the 80s?
Jason Bateman, TV... It wasn't the 80s, was it?
Yes,
90s?
It was. No, it was the 80s.
He was in Silver Spoons.
Yeah, he had a recurring role in Silver Spoons. That's right.
With Ricky Schroeder. He was
Little House on the Prairie.
As, quote, an adopted boy.
He was on Little House on the Prairie.
Guest role on Knight Rider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did not hit it big until, was it Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Would you say?
That was his biggest show, without doubt. All right, telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. The news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? or plan where your vinyl record collection would go. At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.